You're listening to SBS News.
In October 2019, United Nations Secretary General Antonio Guterres set up a high-level panel to consider the needs of millions of people displaced within their own countries. Federica Mogherini is the co-chair of the panel.
The issue of internal displacement tends to be forgotten, while it is one of the major, not only humanitarian, but also, I would say, political crisis that our times are seeing.
Scheduled to hold its first meeting on the 26th of February, the UN Secretary-General has tasked the panel with finding real and long-term solutions to help all those affected, the displaced people themselves and the communities currently hosting them. Ms. Mogherini says addressing the main causes of displacement will be one of the panel's tasks.
The terms of reference indicate the need for us to address the link between internal displacement and climate change, disaster, risk reduction and peace action, as we see these three as the main drivers of displacement.
She says conflicts are triggering a rapid rise in the number of people displaced, with 41 million in the past year alone. Added to that are the millions more displaced every year as a consequence of natural disasters or climate-related events. Former African Development Bank President Donald Kaburuka is also on the panel. He says all continents are experiencing internal displacements of people, so global, multi-pronged solutions are necessary.
It is not really possible to separate development, the environment and security, especially if you focus at where the big numbers are coming from. So we would be failing the Secretary General if we did not address the issue of climate impacts and try to go beyond that to show this link and what international community countries can do together to make sure that we resolve this.
The panel is due to convene at least four times in Geneva, New York and other locations and will submit its final recommendations to the Secretary-General in 1 year. Biwa Kwan, SBS News.